We live so much of our lives pushed forward by these if-only thoughts, and yet the itch remains. The pursuit for happiness becomes the source of our unhappiness. That is a quote taken by Dan Harris. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, episode 368. My name is Lee Martinuzzi, the Hidden Why guy, here to inspire you to live your life with greater passion and purpose. And to do that, I believe we first need to connect within, discover our why, use that as our navigational guiding tool towards living a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Guys, I love reading books, and if you're a fan of reading books too, you will love audible.com. So jump on to thehiddenwhy.com, the show notes for this episode, 368, any of the other book reviews I do, plus all the side menus in each of the pages, have the link. You can go to audible.com, sign up for a 30-day free trial, and receive two free audio books. That's a really cool deal. So if you love books like I do, I'm sure you'll love Audible books as well. I've also got the links to all the books in the Amazon links. So if you're interested in picking up a hard copy of this book or any of the other books, actually for anything that you wish to purchase through Amazon, if you use that link, it helps support the show and absolutely costs you nothing extra. So if you're a fan of the show, guys, that would be muchly appreciated. So guys, today I'm reviewing a fantastic book. It is by Dan Harris, 10% Happier, How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. So it was a fantastic read, one of my favorites this year as well. So I hope you enjoyed this review, guys. Without further ado, here it is, 10% Happier by Dan Harris. G'day crew, how are you? My name's Lee Martinuzzi, here today to share with you a book that I've just read called 10% Happier, How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. A True Story by Dan Harris. Guys, this is a fantastic book, a great read, and I hope you enjoy my reflection today. Guys, just a reminder, if you love this show, if you get some value from it, please do me a favor and share it with your network. You can share it out using the link at thehiddenwhy.com and also on your iPhone, whatever application you're listening to this, you should usually be able to share them out as well. So share it with your families, with your friends, share the love, that would be muchly appreciated. Make sure also, guys, that if you do like The Hidden Why, if this is your first time tuning in, or if you've tuned into a few episodes, that you are subscribed to thehiddenwhy.com. I've got a newsletter there that goes out once a week, just to inform you of what's going on here at The Hidden Why, plus a little bit of an inspirational sort of message that I shoot out as well, some thoughts that I've been having. And also subscribe to the Hidden Why podcast, guys. I've also got a TV series, so it's a YouTube channel, THY TV. So if you're interested in checking out me talk into the camera, you can also jump on to that as well, THY TV, Lee Martinuzzi, The Hidden Why. So let's jump into today's book. Guys, Dan Harris is a mindful correspondent for ABC and a co-anchor for the weekend edition of Good Morning America. His mindfulness nature has not always been present. He hasn't always had this mindfulness nature. After having a serious panic attack on national TV, he realized that change was necessary and so began his search. A national panic attack on TV, I mean, that's full on and certainly gave him the shakeup he needed to go out there and resolve these issues that he was having. The book is his story and journey into developing a mindfulness practice in life, and it has allowed him to become 10% happier. It's a journalist's approach to finding the truth to the spiritual world of America, the science behind meditation, and many Buddhist insights into living life with more deep satisfaction. So it's a really, really, really great story. He cuts through the bullshit in a very entertaining and vulnerable approach, and I really enjoyed reading the book for that reason. It was highly entertaining and just so truthful, so straightforward, you know, no BS, which I really enjoyed. The ultimate benefit for those, you know, that may be skeptical about mindfulness, may be skeptical about this whole spiritual sort of reality, it helps you sort of just go into it and be open to it more easily. because, you know, the hype around meditation, the hype around mindfulness, the hype around this spiritual sort of world, the trendiness of it all, the hippiness of it all, the elements, the spiritual mumbo jumbo, often prevents a lot of us from seeing the real benefits that can come from a mindfulness practice. And, you know, I know a lot of people that are like that. They're just not open to it. But, you know, there's some real good benefits to it. And the reason why I like Dan's approach is because he was one of those people, very much a skeptic. And he approached it from a journalist sort of view, like interviewed these people and just found the truth behind it all and found, you know, what could be taken away that could benefit all of us. So I think for that, it makes it a really great read. There are a lot of benefits that come from this book and a lot of insights. I just want to share with you some quotes that come from his book that I think really, you know, address the insights that he shares and also how he goes about discovering them as well. So I'm going to read through probably several quotes here with you today. So number one, there's no point in being unhappy about things you can't change and no point being unhappy about things you can. Second quote, when you have one foot in the future and the other in the past, you piss on the present. I really like that one. Everything in the world is ultimately unsatisfying and unreliable because it won't last. So that's a really good Buddhist insight. We live so much of our lives pushed forward by these if-only thoughts, and yet the itch remains. The pursuit for happiness becomes the source of our unhappiness. Next one. Meditation is not about feeling a certain way. It's about feeling the way you feel. Final one. The ego is never satisfied, no matter how much stuff we buy, no matter how many arguments we win or delicious meals we consume, the ego never feels complete. Just in those few quotes alone, I think there's some really great takeouts. I mean, I could probably share a thought in each of those, but I won't bore you with that today. Hopefully you can take away your own sort of insights from those quotes as well, but jump onto Google and just search it in, Dan Harris quotes from 10% Happier, and you'll find the whole list of all the quotes. And it's just really insightful and something to just get you thinking about what it means to be 10% happier and how society's you know, been set up in a way that actually sort of prevents us from finding this happiness. And it's not so much we need to tap into the spiritual world. It's just we need to connect with what's real and connect with life again. We've become sort of so overwhelmed by modern society that we just disconnect from life and what it all means. And I think that causes a lot of our suffering as well, which I know you're not unfamiliar with if you've listened into the podcast recently, because I talk about that a lot. Suffering is something I'm very compassionate about and certainly want to help remove and reduce in my life, and I want to assist others to do the same as well. And it certainly benefits me. So mindfulness, when I have developed this mindfulness practice, I just become more content and calm, and that certainly impacts on the other people in my life as well. And so when I'm not suffering as much, the impact that I have on other people's suffering is lessened as well. And I think that's really what it's about for me, at least at this stage. So let's continue with this book review. Dan shares his transition, his story really, from when he had that panic attack from a drug-addicted partying lifestyle, one that relied on continual stimulation and pleasure to live with satisfaction. And I know a lot of people can relate to that continual seeking of pleasure just to be satisfied in life. He gives insight into how meditation helped change his life and how we can all benefit from learning the art of meditation and mindfulness. And certainly if you're a constant pleasure seeker, it might be something that really benefits you. And I can certainly relate because I am, like everyone, you know, constantly in the chase of more pleasure. And just meditation helps you sort of just find pleasure in the moment, find pleasure in what is already there. And I think that's the insights that he really pushes in this book. He faced a lot of rubbish and enlightened stories along his way, along his journey, that seemed to have no relevance or truth. And he also had many experiences that marked the breakthroughs and the path towards greater happiness. And I love how he shared these stories where he's, you know, trying to discover enlightenment and trying to discover the truth behind mindfulness. And he found all these stories and he just is so blunt and honest about what he thought of them. You know, he's very direct in that. And I think that's really, it's really pleasing to hear that approach. He's not just, you know, hyping it up like maybe everyone else does. He's actually clearing through the clutter, clearing through that BS again, and showing the truth and the benefits behind the mindfulness practice without all the mumbo jumbo. The quotes above that I just mentioned share some of these aha moments that he had along his journey. One of the first discoveries he made was the realization that things we chase for in life in effort to achieve greater happiness are often what brings us greater unhappiness. And they can also cause our suffering. They can do the reverse. And that's so true. Like the things that we push for in life, in a thought that it'll get us a higher level of happiness, a high quality of life, often do the reverse. They actually cause more of our suffering, not only in the pursuit, but when we get them as well, they can cause a bit of that suffering. It's a constant battle for pleasure, a constant pursuit for the next dopamine fix. Often it just leaves us craving more. It forces us to attempt to force outcomes in situations that are outside our control. And I think that's another insight that he shares in this book. It makes us get held up in all that is not yet. The future, things that we desire. So we get held up and caught up in the desire for these things. Or we get, stuck in the past, things that have truly passed. And, everything is passing all the time. But we get stuck there and we hold on to that. And are these things that sort of move us away from living in the present for the things that we should be and can be absolutely grateful for. His personal awakening to find satisfaction in life caused a sense of passivity towards life. And this is something that I've experienced recently myself. His ambition for his work and life declined. The lesson he came to understand is that ambition is not a killer to satisfaction. It is the attachment to the outcome that creates our ambition in the first place, and mostly it is out of our control, that when not achieved causes our disappointment. So that's a really important point to notice, and I've certainly in meditation noticed that my ambition seems to have died a little bit, but it's not so much the ambition that's a killer, it's attaching to the expectations of what you hope to achieve from pursuing something, and when that doesn't happen, that's when you really, cause yourself suffering. So, and it's outside our control. So stop holding on to those things and just let go and just enjoy the process. Enjoy, following the dreams, following the ambitions and whatever comes, comes. And surely when you enjoy the process, you'll do your best efforts anyway. So I think it was a really cool insight that Dan shares in his story as well. The process to go about creating the life we love, it need not be attempted half-heartedly. It certainly needs to be pursued with absolute purpose, with love, with care, with passion. If what we expect to occur doesn't occur, we mustn't lose faith and fold our dreams. Actually, if we are mindful in each moment or in each step along our journey, no matter the outcome, we will probably find ourselves still greatly content, still greatly satisfied. The outcomes are less relevant than the actual journey. In my personal experience, the search for happiness has led me to greater places in life and certainly how I feel. I've become more content with what is, what I have, and who I think I am. In meditation practice, I have developed a heightened sense of appreciation, calmness, and joy for life. While I've noticed a decline in my drive, I've also removed a lot of what is unnecessary in my life, stuff that cluttered my peacefulness that was formed out of ambition and chase for these external outcomes, formed out of a desire for things that weren't really true to what was important to my life. And as I've cleared them, my life has become a lot easier. And that's, in relation to sort of the minimalist lifestyle, which I've talked about in the past as well. I focus now more on what I love and enjoy. I do things more with passion. I take time to do things as well. I am very impatient, so that's a really good change for me as well. I'm taking my time to do things. And I'm always in search for ways to improve how I go about living my life. I am happier and would, with a hand in my heart, say that I'm 10% happier than I was 5 years ago. And it's thanks to mindfulness. I can relate to much of what Dan shares in his story. I feel he has several years on me. He's probably ahead of me from where I am for where he is now. But it gives me confidence that the direction I'm taking is a good direction. It's a healthy direction. It also gives me great pleasure, of course, to recommend this book for anyone who is truly looking to create greater happiness in life. So I hope you guys can go online, pick up a copy of this book and have a read. You can pick up a copy through the Amazon link at thehiddenwhy.com. And if you're an Audible member, you can also listen to it as an Audible book. If you're not yet a member, please use the link there that I've got. It's a 30-day free trial, and they'll give you 2 free books to get you started, which is a really cool deal. So check that out at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, just a reminder, if you love what you've heard today, if you love any of the Hidden Why podcasts that I'm bringing out, please share it with your family. Share the love. That would be awesome. You can connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com on Facebook and Twitter. If you have any questions, feedback, or thoughts for the shows, please leave your comments in the comments field at thehiddenwhy.com. This episode is 368. So you can do that for all the episodes. And if you want to reach me directly, my email is there, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. So it's available at thehiddenwhy.com. Reach out to me, guys. I love to hear from you. I love to hear your thoughts, your opinions. Perhaps you disagree with some of what I've said. So certainly I'd love to hear from you as well. Guys, whatever the case, enjoy your day. You know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will live your life with greater happiness. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. There you go, guys. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, thoughts, or feedback for the show as well. I would love to hear from you. Guys, this show is sponsored by MotionWrapped.com. If you have a brand, a business, product, event, or creative independent work that you want to promote, but you have a tight budget to do it, then MotionWrapped.com might be your solution. MotionWrapped specializes in video and motion graphics, graphic design, social marketing for independent creatives and entrepreneurs. They can cover all your product or brand's foundational needs, whether it be a logo design, a complete brand identity, the promotion of a product or event, images and videos for social media, or promotional assets via print and video. And best of all, they strategically tailor the development process to suit your budget and to suit your needs. Just because something is cheap and simple doesn't mean it still can't have a great effect. And that's certainly the work that MotionWrapped does. If you'd like more information on developing an effective promotional marketing strategy for your startup or independent creative work, visit www.motionwrapped.com and discuss what can be done. That's www.motionwrapped.com. We are also sponsored by Global Office Assistance, a great outsourcing solution. So if you're, again, an entrepreneur, a creative, independent, looking to free up some of your time and outsource or delegate out a lot of those admin tasks, those systems and processes you have in place that just chew up a lot of your time that you don't necessarily need to be doing, virtual assistants are a great way to do that. I've just written a book about this as well, called Delegate to Freedom. So if you're interested, I'm happy to send you a copy for free. Just email me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. But more importantly, if you're interested or have thought about hiring someone to help you in your business, virtual assistants are a very affordable way to do that. Our team is based in the Philippines, so you can get a great assistant for a very affordable price, and their work quality is just as good as anyone else that you could otherwise hire. So check it out, globaloffice.com. That's globaloffice.com. You can set up a time to consult with them and they can discuss your needs further and see if it's a fit for you. Guys, that's it from me here at The Hidden Why. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your week. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. We'll see you soon.